Are you interested in news stories the mainstream media aren't reporting? This is the place for you. I'm Angela Walker and I've been a journalist for 25 years. In this podcast, I interview inspirational people about underreported issues. Every week, I get emails from campaigners asking me to investigate their stories. Coming up in this series, in 1990, a little boy named Robbie Powell died. He'd been seen by numerous doctors, admitted to hospital a number of times. Tests that could have identified the problem and saved Robbie's life were ordered but not carried out. I'll be talking to Robbie's dad, Will, who's campaigned tirelessly for justice for his son's death. Also, the women whose bodies have been irreversibly damaged by pelvic mesh after procedures that should have helped them. You might have heard about this before, but did you know they're still waiting for compensation? I'll be asking why and talking to one of the leading campaigners. Beagles, they're known for being friendly and gentle dogs, but that's why they're being bred here in the UK to be experimented on. Should we be testing on animals in 2024? That's coming up soon on this podcast. And in previous podcasts, I've looked into bottom trawling, the destructive fishing practice where huge nets of 100 metres wide are dragged across our seabeds, indiscriminately catching everything in their path and ripping up the ocean floors. I've also looked into the death of 7-year-old Zane Bangbola, killed by cyanide poisoning when flooding in Surrey carried toxic fumes from an illegal, unmarked landfill site into his house. Can you imagine being thrown out of a restaurant because you've got a feeding tube and can't eat? Or strip searched at an airport because you're attached to a backpack carrying your nutrients and the authorities won't accept your official documentation? These are the experiences Celia Chartres-Aris told me in one episode of this podcast. If, like me, you think these stories are worth telling, please do share this podcast and leave a review. That means the algorithm will also recommend them to more people. You can find me on Instagram, on Facebook and X, and you can find out much more on my website, angelawalkerreports.com. I'm passionate about telling these stories and helping people to have their say. And if you are too and you're a business owner, please consider sponsoring this podcast. The social media shorts get thousands of views and that's great exposure for your brand and you'll be supporting independent journalism. Thank you for listening. I'll be back soon with more inspirational interviews and underreported news.